of trust.
我在刚刚坐在那里参加敬拜的时候，我想我对信任有一个新的定义。
Because I had to totally trust that what he was saying about me was good.
我必须要相信你们的牧师介绍我的是好的。
He could have said anything and I wouldn't have known it.
他可以说任何的事情，那我只能说对。
So I have just really delighted in getting to know your pastor.
我很高兴能够认识你们跟你们的牧师。
I'm very impacted by his heart.
他的心让我们得到很多的感动。
And his love for you.
他对你们的爱。
So he's a good man. They agree. The Lord agrees too. Good and humble. I want to talk this morning about prayer and how it is the ultimate love language.
我今天要跟你们分享的一个题目呢，是祷告。 为什么祷告是一个爱的终极的言语？
You see, sometimes we get the idea that prayer is a formula or a thing that we have to do because God tells us to do it.
我们很多时候以为祷告呢，是我必须要做的事情，是一个功课，是一个公式。
But prayer is one of the greatest privileges that God has given us.
但是祷告呢，事实上是我们来到神面前最美的一个特权。
And prayer is more than just saying words to God and telling him what we need.
不是只跟神讲话，告诉他我需要什么。
Prayer is a lifestyle.
祷告呢，是一个生活的方式。
Have you ever wondered how in the world you were going to obey Paul's command to pray without ceasing?
你有没有想过怎么样能够遵从保罗的教导说你们要不间断的祷告？
I've often wondered what that looks like.
我常常想说那到底是什么样一个情形才是祷告没有间断？
And how can we live in this world where we have responsibilities and have to do things and pray without ceasing?
我们怎么可能在世上有这么多的责任，这么多的工作要做，但是却能够不间断的祷告？
I believe I know the answer.
我相信我现在知道答案了。
I had a dream a few months ago where a man asked me in this dream, how does God spell prayer?
我在几个月以前呢，有一个梦，在这个梦里面呢，有一个人就问我说，神怎么样拼祷告这个字？
And I assumed he spelled it the way I spell it.
那我想神拼法一定跟我一样。
But the man said, God spells prayer, and he spelled the word relationship.
那我以为祷告是 P-R-A-Y-E-R, 但是神拼法是 relationship.
And I began to understand in a deeper way that God is not interested in our formulas.
所以我开始在心的深处了解到神不是 单不是要听那个公式。
God is a father who's longing for a relationship with his sons and daughters.
神是一个父亲，他非常盼望跟儿子、跟女儿的关系。
It's mind-boggling. Translate that.
他是让我的心中真的是很多的挣扎思想要了解。
It's mind-boggling to think that the creator of the universe wants to communicate with you and I.
你能了解吗? 一个创造主，创造这个世界的主， 他对你，对我会有兴趣。
I mean, if you think about President Bush, he couldn't care less about having a conversation with me or you, probably. Well, he might, some of you, but...
假使是布希总统的话，他可能没有太多的时间来思想，他要跟你或我来交通。
But someone greater than President Bush wants to talk to you.
但是呢，一个比 布希总统还伟大的人，他要跟你跟我讲话。
And not only that, he wants to hear what you have to say.
而且呢，他要听你要说的是什么。
He wants to know how you feel.
他要知道你心中的感觉是什么。
And he wants to help you.
而且他要帮助你。
In Luke 11, verses 1 through 4,
在路加福音11章第1节到第4节,
the disciples came to Jesus and said, Master, teach us how to pray like John taught his disciples.
耶稣的门徒来到耶稣面前说，主耶稣啊，你教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒一样。
Now these Jewish boys were expecting a formula.
你知道这些犹太人的孩子呢，他们是在期待一个公式，他们可以遵守。
Because that's all they'd ever known about God.
因为他们对神的认识就是这样。
You see, they viewed God as being so holy and so powerful that he was distant.
因为他们看神是非常的有权柄，是非常的圣洁，所以神呢是离他们非常的远。
They didn't understand that God was a father longing to have a relationship with them.
他们不能够了解说神就是一个父亲，非常盼望跟他们有关系。
And so Jesus answers them, and he says, "When you pray, this is what you say."
耶稣跟他们讲说，当你祷告的时候，你要这样说。
And the first thing he says is, "Father."
他第一个字就是说，父亲。
Now that doesn't probably rock your boat.
那也许没有让你跳起来。
But I'm here to tell you that that turned those disciples' world upside down.
但是我可以跟你讲，这个名词呢，那时候让那些学生呢，整个头重脚轻，翻转过来。
You see, the Jewish people wouldn't even say God's name because they thought he was too holy.
因为犹太人觉得神是这么的圣洁，他们甚至连神的名字都不敢称呼出来。
And here Jesus is telling them, you can call him Daddy.
那耶稣跟他们讲说，你可以叫这位神父亲。
Jesus didn't just come to save us.
耶稣不只来拯救我们。
He said he also came to show us the Father.
他说他来，所以让我们能够认识父亲。
So every time you see Jesus in the Gospels, you're seeing the Father.
所以每一次你在福音里面你看到耶稣的时候，你就看到天父。
You're seeing a good, kind, loving God who looks for and spends time with sinners.
你发现的是一位好的、仁慈的、怜悯的父亲，他愿意花时间跟罪人在一起。
That's exciting to me because that says to me that I don't have to be perfect for God to love me.
那对我来讲呢，是非常令我兴奋的一件事情，因为我不需要完美，我就可以跟神花时间在一起。
And I know that I'm a long way from being perfect.
我知道我离完美还有很长很长的路。
And God still thinks I'm great.
但是神还是认为我很棒。
Have you ever thought about the woman caught in adultery?
你有没有想过那个在犯淫乱的时候被抓到的那个妇人？
The Pharisees brought that woman and threw her at Jesus' feet.
法利赛人把她抓到耶稣面前丢在地上。
And they used God's own law against him.
她用神的爱来责问耶稣。
And they said, the law says, stone her.
那她说律法上规定要把这样的人用石头打死。
And what do you say, Jesus?
耶稣，你说呢？
They're trying to trap him.
他希望能够抓住耶稣的把柄。
And I'm so glad that God does not deal with me as my sins deserve.
我很高兴，就是神没有对待我像我的罪配得对待的一样。
And instead, he looked at those religious men and said, Whichever one of you has no sin, you throw the first stone.
耶稣说，你们当中哪一个没有罪的，先丢第一块石头。
Have you ever thought about the fact that that woman never asked him to forgive her?
你有没有想到那个女人呢，从来没有要求耶稣原谅她。
Doesn't say she was sorry for her sins or that she had any plans of changing her life.
你有没有想到圣经有没有讲到说他觉得很难过，或者是他有一个计划要改变他的生命？
She was guilty.
他有罪。
And without her even asking for it, Jesus extended forgiveness to her.
甚至在这个女的还没有要求饶恕之前，主耶稣已经把饶恕的手伸向她了。
That's what kind of father we have.
这个是我们的父亲。
Sometimes we get the idea he's like Santa Claus.
有时候我们觉得他像圣诞老人一样。
That he has this yardstick he's holding up to you and he's finding out if you're naughty or nice.
那他有一个尺在那边量你，看你是好孩子还是坏孩子。
And if you don't measure up, he's not going to give you gifts.
假使你表现的今年表现的不够好，他不会把礼物送给你。
God is not anything like Santa Claus.
神也不像这样子的圣诞老人。
I want to talk about three things that I believe are a really good indicator of how close you are with God.
我相信有三件事情可以让我们看到你跟神的关系有多接近。
Number one.
第一件。
How do you spend your time?
你怎么样用你的时间？
You see, if I don't spend time with my husband, my marriage is going to suffer greatly.
假使我跟我的丈夫没有花时间在一起的话，我的婚姻就会受伤害。
And that's true with my relationship with my heavenly Father.
那跟我天上的父亲的关系也是一样。
Number two, how do you spend your energy?
第二项，你怎么样用你的精力？
What are you giving yourself to?
你把自己的精力放在什么地方？
And number three, how do you spend your money?
第三，你怎么样用你的钱？
You see, one day everything that you can touch is going to burn up.
你知道，有一天我们现在可以触摸到的东西都要被火焚毁。
And you'll only have one thing that you can give God when you stand before Him.
当你站在基督的审判台前的时候，你只有一件事你可以交给他。
And that's your human heart.
那就是你的心。
Your devotion.
你对神的敬虔。
So 100 years from now, it won't matter what kind of house you live in, or what kind of car you drive, or what kind of clothes you wear.
100年之后你穿什么，你开什么车，你住什么房子，都已经不重要。
I promise you, the only thing that will be important to you is did you love God and did you love your neighbor?
我可以跟你保证，那个时候最重要的就是你爱神吗？还有你有没有爱你的邻舍？
I'm going to share my experiences through my life of prayer and how I have come to the conclusion that I can't live without praying.
我愿意借着我的生命，我的见证，来让大家晓得我们可以怎么样的没有间断的祷告。
And when I say praying, I mean spending time with God.
当我说祷告，我的意思就是跟花时间和神在一起。
When I was born, my father was a very, very angry, violent, alcoholic man.
当我出生的时候，我的父亲是一个非常凶、非常常常生气的一个喝常常喝酒醉的一个人。
When I was a few weeks old, he tried to kill my mother because he'd gotten a teenage girl pregnant and wanted a divorce so he could marry her.
当我出生的时候，他要杀我的母亲，是因为那个时候他让一个少女怀孕了，然后他要把我的母亲离婚掉。
And when my mother refused, he flew into a rage and began to choke her.
当我的母亲拒绝离婚的时候，他非常的生气，要把她捏死。
His father walked in and saved my mother's life.
那他的父亲走进来，把我的母亲救了起来。
And he was in the Marines, so they shipped him to Hawaii for 4 years to keep him out of jail.
那因为他在这个海军陆战队里面，所以海军陆战队把他调到夏威夷，所以让他不必住在监狱里面。
That left my mother with 3 little children and no job and no money.
所以我妈妈呢，就有三个孩子，小孩子，没有工作，没有钱。
One night she had no food and we hadn't eaten that day.
有一天晚上我们一天没有吃饭，然后晚上也没有食物。
So she knelt down by her bed and she said, God, if you're real and if you care, if you'll send food for my children, I'll serve you the rest of my life.
我妈妈在床前跪下来祷告说，神啊，假使你是真的，假使你这是关心我们，那么你把食物送给我的孩子吃，那么我就一生来服侍你。
And the next morning when she opened her front door, she said that the porch was covered with bags of food.
第二天早上，当她打开前门的时候，发现就在前门的门廊上面，从一端到另外一端，充满了各样的食物。
Absolutely nobody on this earth knew that she needed food except God.
她知道在这个世界上呢，没有人知道她需要食物，只有神知道。
And she kept her word and went to church that Sunday.
那她就遵守她在神面前约定的话，那一天她就到一个教会去。
And my mother is now 76 years old and she's still serving God.
那今年我的母亲已经是76岁了，她还是在服侍神。
You see, prayer works all the time.
你知道祷告经常会有果效。
I've discovered that it's the only thing that works all the time.
而且我也发现唯有祷告才是每一次都能够成就。
And God always answers your prayers.
然后神一定会回答你的祷告。
Sometimes his answer is yes, sometimes it's no, and sometimes it's wait.
有时候神说可以，有时候说不可以，有时候说等一下。
And oftentimes we think because the thing we prayed for didn't happen means God didn't hear and he didn't answer. Well, that's not true.
有时候呢，我们因为祷告呢，神没有马上回答，我们就以为神没有听到，或是神不愿意回答，但是这不是对的。
God always answers.
神一定会回答。
And his answer is always what's best for you.
而且他的回答一定是对你最好。
When I was a year old, I got polio and I was paralyzed.
当我一岁的时候，我得了小儿麻痹症，然后呢，我就有半身不遂。
The lady that took care of me while my mother worked believed that God healed today.
那照顾我的那个姐妹呢？那个老姐妹，她相信，因为我妈妈在工作，所以她照顾我。她相信神今天还做医治的工作。
Now the church my mother attended taught that God didn't do miracles today.
我妈妈所参加的教会呢，教导说神今天不再行神迹。
But God in His mercy had the one lady in the church that believed volunteered to take care of me.
但是呢，神的怜悯恩典让这个教会里面一个年老的姊妹，她自愿来照顾我。
So every day, Monday through Friday, she would lay hands on me and ask God to heal me.
所以礼拜一到礼拜五，每一天她都为我祷告，把她的手按在我身上，说：“神啊，愿你医治这个孩子。”
And about a little over a year later, she fell carrying me downstairs and broke her hip.
差不多一年之久，后来有一天她要把我抱下楼的时候，她跌倒了，所以就摔断了她的髋骨。
And my mother said she didn't know what she was going to do because she had to work to feed her family.
我妈妈说她不知道她要怎么办，因为她没有办法照顾我，因为她要工作才能够赚钱喂养这些孩子。
But nobody would watch me because they were afraid they'd catch polio.
没有人愿意来看我，因为他们怕会被传染这个小儿麻痹。
My mother said in less than a week, I was able to walk and I was even running.
我妈妈说呢，在一个礼拜之内，我不但能够走路，而且开始跑。
And God answered that woman's prayers.
神答应了那位姊妹的祷告。
You see, sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, and sometimes he says not yet, wait.
神有时候他回答是好，有时候是不好，有时候是等一下。
My first experience with this thing I call prayer was when I was 5 years old.
我自己对于祷告的经历呢，是在我五岁的时候。
My mother had had another baby that my father had said he would tell me every day, I hate you, but I'm going to love this baby.
我爸爸从夏威夷调回来，所以那个时候呢，他回到家里，那我妈妈在怀孕，那个时候我爸爸跟我讲，你是我所厌恶的，但是这个 baby 是我所爱的。
My dad had come back from Hawaii and was even more violent than before he left.
我的爸爸从夏威夷回来以后呢，他比以前更加的生气，更加的暴力倾向。
And one day, my baby sister was crying in her bed, and I went to pick her up, and I tripped and dropped her on her head.
有一天呢，我的那个小 baby 的妹妹她在哭，所以我去把她抱起来，但是我摔跤了，所以这个孩子掉下去就撞到她的头。
We rushed to the hospital, and my mother took the baby in, and I stayed in the car with my dad.
所以我们就 冲到这个医院里面去，我妈妈把孩子抱进去，我跟我爸爸留在车上。
And my dad told me, he said, if that baby dies, I will kill you.
他跟我讲说，假使这个 baby 死的话，我一定把你宰掉。
And I knew, because he'd beaten me so much, I knew he probably would.
因为他常常打我，所以我想他讲的话应该是真的。
I started crying, which only made him madder.
所以我就哭，越哭的大声呢，他就越生气。
And he told me, he said, if you don't stop crying, I'm going to give you something to cry about.
他说：“假使你不停止哭泣的话，我要让你哭的有原因。”
And I knew what that was.
我知道那什么意思。
So I fell down in the back seat of that car in the floor.
所以我就在那个后座呢，我就躲到那个地上。
And I prayed my first prayer, and I said, "God, would you please let my sister live so that I can live?"
我人生第一个祷告就说：“神啊，请你让我的 baby 妹妹能够活，所以我也可以活。”
Sometimes our prayers are selfish.
有时候祷告是很自私的。
And then the second thing I said was, "Would you please make me stop crying so I won't get beat?"
我第二个祷告是神啊，可不可以帮助我不要哭，所以我不会被挨打。
And immediately, I literally, physically felt God pick me up in His arms.
那我那个时候马上有一个感觉，好像神就实际把我抱起来，放在他的手臂里面。
I immediately stopped crying.
马上我就能够停止哭泣。
And I felt God's love go into me.
我感觉神的爱就进到我里面。
I fell in love with God.
我发现我爱我的神。
You see, I don't remember ever being held. My mother loved me, but she was very distant.
我从来不感觉我是被抱。你知道我的妈妈爱我，但是我常觉得她离我很远。
And God was the first person to ever hold me.
神是第一个抱住我的人。
And from that point on, anytime my dad would beat me, I would run in my closet, and God would come and hold me and tell me how wonderful I was.
所以从那以后呢，每次我的爸爸打我的时候，我就跑到衣橱里面。那在那里呢，就神他会抱住我，跟我讲说你是很棒的孩子。
We were so poor that my brother and I would go to the dump behind our house and dig through the garbage for food and clothing.
因为我们是那么样的贫穷，所以有时候我的哥哥跟我就会跑到我们房子后面的这个垃圾桶里面去那边找食物，或是找那个可以用的衣服。
When I was 7 years old, my father began to sexually abuse me as well as physically beat me.
当七岁的时候，我的爸爸不但是打我，有时候还在性上面侵犯我。
And it drove me into God's heart like nothing else.
那把我推向神的心里面，推的没有，就让我一直跑到神里面那里寻求保护。
God was more real to me than that pew you're sitting on.
神对我来讲是非常的真实，比你所坐的椅子还要真实。
When I was 7, also we were very, very hungry. We hadn't eaten in days.
有七岁的时候，我记得有一次几天没有吃饭，非常的饥饿。
I asked God, would He please send us some food?
我要求神说，神啊，你可不可以给我一些食物？
See, we went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. We never missed.
我们是礼拜天早上、礼拜天晚上、礼拜三晚上，我们都去教会，没有一次缺席。
But no one in our church helped us.
但是我的教会没有人帮助我们。
We lived in a small town in Georgia, and everybody knew my dad was the town drunk.
我们住在 Georgia 的一个小城市里面，每一个人都知道我的父亲是常常醉酒的。
But God helped us.
但是神帮助我们。
And that night, about 2 hours after I asked God to send us some food, a couple from church for the first time ever came to our house and brought us groceries.
那一次我跟神祷告以后呢，两个小时以后，第一次我的教会有一个家庭送了很多的食物到我们的家给我们。
And that night I climbed up on our table and I began to pull all the food out of the bags. I was so excited.
那个晚上我坐在桌上，我把所有的食物从那个袋子里面抓出来，我非常的高兴。
I remember wondering if this might be what Christmas or birthdays feel like, because I'd never had either.
那时候我想，这个圣诞节或者生日大概就是像这样，因为我从来没有过圣诞节或生日。
And after I got all the food out of the bags, I sat back on my heels and I prayed.
当我把所有的食物都从袋子拿出来以后呢， 我就坐在旁边，我就这样祷告。
And I said, God, when I grow up, this is what I want to do with my life.
他说，我说神啊，当我长大以后呢，这个是我要做的事。
I want to take food to little girls and boys who are hungry and hurting just like me.
我要把食物带到那些男孩或是女孩像我这样受伤害的人的周围。
And what Satan meant for evil in my life, God turned it around and used it for good.
撒旦本来要伤害我的，神把这件事情转变成为一个祝福。
See, with all the beatings and all the abuse and the hunger and having people make fun of me because I was so poor, God used that.
你知道，虽然我受到很多的虐待，很多的责打，而且呢，被人家看不起，没有朋友，但是神用这样的一个环境。
See, I had a choice to either be a victim or to be victorious.
你可以选择成为一个受难者，或是选择成为一个得胜者。
And my husband and I have been married almost 31 years.
我跟我的先生结婚差不多31年了。
And we spent those 31 years feeding the poor.
我们31年之久，我们花了很多时间来喂那些穷困的人。
And every time we help somebody, we give Satan a black eye.
每一次我们帮助别人的时候，我们就好像让撒旦的眼睛被打黑了一样。
And it's one of my favorite things to do.
那是我最喜欢做的事情。
A little bit of revenge, I guess.
yeah, 有一些好像报仇的味道。
So when I was 12, I had never had a friend.
我到12岁的时候呢，我从来没有一个朋友。
God was my only friend.
神是我唯一的朋友。
I asked him one day, I said, God, I love you, you're my best friend, but could I have a friend that has skin?
有一天我跟神讲说，神，你是我最好的朋友，但是可不可以给我一个朋友，是有皮肤的朋友。
And a couple of weeks later, there was a girl in my class named Diane.
几个礼拜以后呢，在我的班上有一个女孩子叫 Diane.
And everybody kept telling me that she wanted to beat me up.
每一个人都一直跟我讲说，戴安呢，有一天要揍你。
She was a class bully, and I was a class mouse.
她是这个班上呢的这个蛮牛，那我是班上的小老鼠。
And we happened to ride the same school bus.
我们是坐同一部这个学校的公共汽车。
And one day on the bus, I heard God speak to me, and He said, "Rhonda, I need you to do me a favor."
有一天呢，在这个bus 上面呢，我听到神跟我讲说 ，Rhonda， 我需要你为我做一件事情。
I don't know if you've ever experienced when you're just really in love with God and He comes and He asks you to do something, you're going to say yes.
我不晓得你们有没有这种经历。你发现你跟神有深深的相爱，那神跟你讲说，你可不可以为我做一件事情？那一定会说愿意，我愿意为你做。
You know, like when you're singing that worship song and you just feel God's love and tears and anything He asks, you'll say yes.
就像你在敬拜的时候，那个诗歌这么样的感动你，说神啊，你要我做什么，我都愿意。
I think God sets us up sometimes.
那神就是这样说。
And that's where it was happening that day on the bus. And I said, anything, God, I'll do anything for you.
那时候我跟神讲说，任何你说的我都做。
And He said, good. Go invite Diane to go to church with you.
他说很好，那么你就去邀请戴安跟你一同到教会。
And I said, anything but that.
我说任何事情，但是那件不行。
I said, God, don't you know she wants to beat me up? Haven't you heard?
然后说你难道没有听到吗？她要揍我呢。
And He said, I really need you to do this for me.
他说我实在需要你帮我做这件事情。
And I learned a long time ago that you can argue with God, but you're just pretty much not going to win.
我已经学习了，就你可以跟神辩论，但是你赢不了。
So finally, I said, "Okay, okay, but I'm going to die. I want you to know I'm going to die today."
我说好好好，我去，但是我要知道我今天会死。
So I walked down that bus aisle that felt like it was 5 miles long, shaking like a leaf.
所以我呢，走了那个 bus 的那条走道，好像五英里长，然后颤抖的像一片树叶一样。
And I walked right up to her and I said, "You don't want to go to church with me Sunday, do you?"
然后我就跟她讲说，这个礼拜天你不要跟我到教会，对不对
？I wouldn't recommend you use that for evangelism.
你不要这样讲。
So she looked up at me and she said, "What did you say?"
她跟我讲说，你说什么
？This is it. I'm dead.
我很紧张。
And I said, "You don't want to go to church with me Sunday, do you?"
我说你这个礼拜天你不想跟我到教会去，对不对？
And she said, "Yes."
她说我要去。
I found out later that about 2 weeks before this, she had prayed a prayer.
我发现后来发现两个礼拜前她做这样的祷告。
She had never been to church in her life and never read the Bible.
她从来没有教会，从来没有读过圣经。
But she was wondering if this thing people talked about called God was real or not.
但是她一直想知道人常常讲的这个神到底是真的还是假。
And she knelt down by her bed one night and she said, "God, if you're real, send somebody to invite me to church."
所以有一天她在她的床前跪下来说，神啊，假使你是真的的话，派一个人来邀请我去教会。
And isn't it just crazy of God that he would pick the one person she wanted to beat up?
你会觉得是很好玩，神就选他要打的那个人去邀请他。
That was 37 years ago, and today we are still best of friends.
37年前发生的这件事情，到今天我跟戴安还是最好的朋友。
And God knows exactly what He's doing.
神知道他在做的是什么。
All the time.
每一次都这样。
Diane was an amazing friend because she would stand and get between my dad and I when he was going to beat me and stop him.
Diane 是我非常好的朋友，有时候她会，我爸爸要打我的时候，她会站在我爸爸跟我当中。
So, when I was 12, my mother, told me one day that the reason that she didn't kick my dad out was because she had nowhere to go.
十二岁的时候，我的妈妈跟我讲，她没有把我的父亲踢出家门，是因为我妈妈不知道要去哪里。
So she put up with his many, many affairs and all that was happening in our home.
所以呢，她就一直对父亲一直发生的婚外情，还有在家里的这些乱事情，她就一直忍耐。
And at that time when she told me that, I told God, I said, "When I grow up, I want to help moms that have little kids that need a place to go."
所以我那时候就跟神讲说，神啊，假使有一天我长大的时候，我要帮助那些妈妈们有这个小孩子的不需要去哪里的，我希望能够帮助他们。
When I was 15, my mother finally had enough and she kicked him out.
15岁的时候，我妈妈终于受够了，她把我的父亲踢出去。
She came to me and told me I needed to get another job so that I could help. I was the oldest at home now, and she needed me to help her financially.
我妈妈跟我讲说，我现在是家里最大的孩子，她帮我找到另外一个工作，所以我可以赚多一点，帮助我的家计。
So on my 16th birthday, I went to work at a new job.
是16岁的时候，我去做一个新的工作。
And the manager of the store raped me.
那个老板呢对我施了强暴。
The devastation in my heart was unbelievable.
所以在我身上造成的伤害是没有办法理解。
Because I thought I'm finally free, my dad's out of the house.
因为我以为我的父亲离开了，我终于自由了。
And now this.
那现在又发生这样的事情。
And I wish with my whole heart I could tell you that I ran to God, but I ran away from him.
我希望我那个时候是向神跑过去，但是我事实上呢，是我远离了神。
And from 16 to 18 years old, I ran as hard as I could from God.
从16岁到18岁，我尽我的力量离神越远越好。
And I made money my God.
然后呢，我把神当成一个摇钱树。
Because you're going to have a God.
你会有一个神。
And money was always our greatest need in our house.
那钱呢，常常是我房子最需要，我家最需要的。
So I worked all that I could work and I ignored God.
所以呢，我就把我的时间全部放在赚钱上面，那我就不注意，不去看我的神。
I quit reading my Bible. I quit talking to God. I still had to go to church because my mom made me.
我不愿意看圣经，我不愿意花时间跟神在一起。但是因为我母亲的坚持，我还必须去教会。
But I wouldn't let God anywhere near me.
但是我不愿意让神靠近我。
And he kept coming to me. I knew him very well.
但是他继续来找我，我知道他很清楚。
And every time he'd come close to me and try to talk to me, I'd push him away.
每次神试着要跟我讲话的时候，我就把他推开。
And in June 1976, I had just graduated from high school.
1973年，我从高中毕业。
And I was sitting on the foot of my bed at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
我是那天礼拜天下午两点，我坐在床前。
I looked out the window and I made the most beautiful mistake of my life.
我坐在窗前向外面看的时候，我做了犯了平生最美丽的一个错误。
I allowed myself to remember what it feels like to have God hold me.
我让我自己来回忆神以前怎么样抱住我。
There's nothing like it on this earth.
没有一件事情像这样的经历。
And God did not even ask for my permission.
神也没有要求我的同意。
Some people say God's a gentleman. Well, I guess he is, but sometimes he overwhelms you.
有人说神是一个绅士，但是有时候呢，他像是一个骑士一样，他让你没有办法拒绝。
And I'm so glad he does.
我很高兴他这么做。
And he picked me up that day, just like I was 5 years old in the back seat of that car, and he held me.
他抱住我，就像我五岁的时候在车子的后座一样，他抱住我那样。
I threw myself on the floor and I was sobbing and I was confessing my sins like the Bible says.
那我那个时候倒在地上，我就在那里哭，我就像圣经所讲的，在那边认我的罪。
And I want to tell you, I heard God's voice.
我要告诉你，我听到神的声音。
And this is what he did. He went, shh.
他跟我讲，
shh. Welcome home.
欢迎你回家。
I've missed you.
我很思念你。
And I love you.
而且我爱你。
I could not imagine that God could still love me.
我没有办法理解神还爱我。
And after a couple of hours of God telling me over and over and over how much he loved me and him holding me in his arms.
经过了几个小时，神抱住我，一直跟我讲他爱我。
God said this. He said, Rhonda, what do you want?
神问我一件事情， Rhonda, 你要什么？
And I was angry.
我很生气。
You see, I knew exactly what to do with anger and punishment and beatings. I knew how to handle that.
因为我知道怎么样来处置那些挨打的结果，或是被骂，或是被处罚的结果。
But I didn't know what to do with this thing called mercy.
但是我没有办法处理这个事情叫做怜悯。
And I said, God, what do you mean? What do I want? I deserve to be punished.
我说神，你什么意思？你问我要什么？你知道我应该被责打。
And you want to give me a gift?
你要给我一个礼物吗？
And he said to me, he said, Rhonda, why would I punish you for something that I've already punished my son for?
我听到神跟我讲说， Rhonda, 我为什么要处罚你呢？因为我已经处罚过，为了这些事情我已经处罚过我的儿子耶稣基督。
And oftentimes I've seen Christians, they go through their life feeling guilty and condemning themselves because of what they've done.
很多时候我发现基督徒在人生之中呢，因为他们过去所做的事情责怪自己，在最终觉得自己一直在罪里面。
And God's saying the same thing to you today. Why would he punish you for something that he's already punished his son for?
神今天也是对你这样讲，为什么我已经责罚过我的孩子了，我为什么还要把同样的事情再来责罚你呢？
And when I could finally answer his question, I told him, I said, God, you know me more than, better than anybody else.
那最后我跟神讲说，主，你知道我比任何人都清楚。
And you know that the only thing I've ever wanted was to be a wife and a mom.
你知道我一直想要的就是要成为一个人家的妻子，成为作为一个母亲。
But that'll never happen for me because I'm so messed up.
但是呢， 那些事情离我太远了，因为我是生命是这么样的混乱。
And God didn't answer me, so I thought He agreed with me.
神并没有回答，所以我想神同意了。
So I had to go through the process of bringing my heart to a place where I could say, finally, after hours, I could say to God, if I never get married and if I never have children, you're enough for me.
所以经过几个小时以后，最后到了一个地步，我跟神讲说，神啊，假使我从来没有办法结婚，也不可能有孩子，我想我愿意接受你就够了。
About to lose it because I happened to look down at my daughter when I said that.
Yeah, 那我看到我的女儿，所以。
About 2 weeks after this happened, for the first time in my life, I noticed a young man.
两个礼拜之后呢，第一次在我的生命当中，我注意到一个年轻人。
He came into the grocery store where I worked and bought a pack of Wrigley Spearmint gum.
他到了我在工作的那个杂货店里面呢，那买了一个那个口香糖。
And he came to my checkout line.
他来到我的这个这个算钱的这条线。
And every day for the next 2 weeks, he came through my checkout line and bought a pack of Wrigley Spearmint gum.
那两个礼拜之中呢，每一天他会经过我前面，那买一包口香糖。
The cashier beside me, I told her, I said, "Boy, he must really like gum." And she said, "No, he must really like you."
对，我旁边的同事说，他一定很喜欢吃口香糖。可是我同事说，他喜欢吃的是你。
So after that, he called me and asked me to go out on a date, and I was terrified, and I lied to him and told him I had plans.
那后来他打电话给我，约我出去。那我非常的害怕，所以我说谎，我说我有事情，所以我不能去。
And then he called me the next day and asked me out again, and I did the same thing.
所以第二天他在打电话给我的时候，我做了同样的事情。
Just in case you're wondering, I did repent.
那
for lying.
我让你知道我说谎，但是我后来有认罪。
The third time he called.
第三次他打电话给我。
I opened my mouth to tell him no, and to this day I don't know how I said yes.
那我拿起电话我要说 no 的时候，但是我今天还不能了解为什么我讲出来的竟然是 yes.
I think God's a ventriloquist.
我想神是操纵我的声带。
And so we went out that day, and when I got home that night, I told my sister that I met the man I was going to marry.
所以我们出去那天呢，回来以后，我跟我的妹妹们讲说呢，我今天碰到一个男孩子，我想我要嫁给他。
And I found out later that he went home and told his three brothers that he met the girl he was going to marry.
后来发现他回去也是跟他三个兄弟讲说，我今天碰到一个女孩子，我想娶的对象。
So on October 17th, 1976, we got married.
所以1973年的10月17号我们结婚了。
So it was 31 years ago and lived happily ever after.
31年之久我们是快乐的结婚。
With a whole lot of ups and downs in between.
那可是当中呢有那个高高低低起起伏伏的生活。
You see, God gave me a man, a husband who loves to hug.
你知道神给我一个丈夫呢，他是很喜欢抱。
And I'd never been hugged by anybody but God.
那我除了神以外，我从来没有被人家抱过。
So he hugged me all the time.
所以他常常要拥抱我。
I mean, I think he would hug a tree if he thought it'd make the tree feel better.
我想他要是能够让树木觉得好一点，他一定会抱树木。
But God knew what I needed.
但是神知道那是我所要的，我所需要的。
And God used him powerfully to help heal my heart.
所以神就用他来帮助我医治我的心。
On October 17th, on our honeymoon, I asked him the question, what he would do if money was no object, how would he spend his life?
在10月17号我们蜜月旅行的时候，我问他说，假使钱不是一个问题的话，你喜欢做的是什么？
And he answered the dream that was in my heart.
他回答的就是我心中的梦想。
He said, I'd buy a large piece of land and I'd build homes for orphans and abused children and single women in crisis.
他说，假使我有钱的话，我买一块地，建房子给那些孤儿，给那些被打的这个 女人或者是那些需要帮助的孩子来居住。
When we found out that we had the same dream, we covenanted together 30 years ago to pray every day and ask God to give us that dream.
从那天我们就约定每一天为这个梦想来祷告。
And just recently the Lord spoke to us and told us that He was going to give us the money this year to buy a farm.
所以今年呢神告诉我们他就是要给我们钱让我们去买一个农地。
Remember what I said? God says yes, no, or wait.
神说是不是或是等一下。
And for 30, October 17th will be 31 years we've been praying.
那10月17号我们是一直祷告很久的这天。
And we found a farm that's perfect for what we want to do.
我们找到了一个农地，它是对我们要做的事情非常适合。
For those of you that know about zoning laws, you're going to love this.
假设你知道这个zoning 的这个法律，你就会很喜欢这个事情。
We found the only farm in the only county in Missouri that has no zoning laws.
我们发现呢，是在密苏里州唯一的一块农地没有 zoning 的法律的。
Which will enable us to build a whole community of houses, mercy houses to help the sick, the dying, children, orphans.
那所以我们在那里呢，可以建这个怜悯的屋子，能帮助贫穷的、受难的、要死的，还是有病的。
And the sellers, we by faith, God said, enter into the contract.
神跟我们讲说，凭着信心。进入这个约定进入这个买的约定。
And when the sellers were filling out the real estate contract, they dropped the price of the property.
当这个卖的人他在写这个 contract 的时候，他把价钱降低了。
I just have to tell you this because you guys, your property prices are off the chart out here.
我要告诉你们，因为你们这边的地方很贵。
The price for this property, 321 acres.With an almost 4,000 square foot house.
我们有321英亩的地，有差不多4000英尺的房子。
They dropped it to 1.391173.
它是一百多万元，一百三十几万。
So
131万。
They chose the closing date.
他们选择关的日子。
We'll close escrow.On my 31st wedding anniversary.
他会就是在10月17号我们第31个结婚纪念日的那天。
You see, God is faithful to complete that which He begins.
神他是很信实，他以前所答应的，他在时候到了，他就成就。
And He began that dream on our honeymoon night, and He's going to give us the dream on our anniversary.
他在我们蜜月旅行的时候给我们的这个梦想。在我们的结婚周年的时候，他要帮助我们实现这个梦想。
What Satan meant for evil, God's using for good.
撒旦把它当作要破坏的事情，神把它转变成一个祝福。
And through it all, I gained a relationship with my Heavenly Father that I never would have had.
借着这些事情，我跟我天上的父亲增加了许多许多我想都没想到的关系。
See, there's only one thing that I would change if I could about my life.
假使有一件事情，只有我可以改变在我的生命上的话。
And that's the fact that for 2 years I turned my back on God.
那就是有两年之久，我用我的背来对待我的神。
Because of all that I've been through, I have something that nobody can ever take away from me.
因为在我一生之中这么多的难处里面只有一件别人没办法拿走的事。
I have a relationship with my Heavenly Father that nobody can take.
那就是我跟我天上的父亲的关系是没有人可以拿走的。
And I know that He's a God that can do the impossible.
我知道这位神可以做那不可能的事。
He can take this poor little abused girl and put a crown on her head and a heart that loves the poor and do great and mighty things with her.
他可以拿一个受伤害很深的 女孩子，然后在她头上放一个冠冕，然后把她的心，把她整个转过来，让她能够爱那些跟她受同样痛苦的人。
And he can do that for you.
他也可以在你的身上做同样的事情。
God specializes in doing that.
神他的专家专门做这样的事情。
See, he loves to take weak, broken people and partner with them to do amazing, great things.
神他喜悦拿那软弱的、破碎的人，然后跟他一同同工，做那伟大的事情。
And I love that about him.
我非常爱这样的神。
I love the fact that there's nothing that I can do to cause God to love me any more than he already does.
我也知道我没有办法做任何一件事情比神他现在爱我的情形，让他因此可以更爱我。
And I also love the fact that there's nothing I can do to cause him to love me any less.
我也没有办法做任何事情让他更不爱我。
When you base your relationship with God on your performance, you give Satan a bat that he can beat you with.
假使你跟神的关系是建立在你为神做了什么事情上面，那么你就等于是给撒旦一根棍子，让他可以揍你。
Just like Jesus said in Luke 11, God is your Father.
就像路加福音十一章所说的，神，耶稣说，神就是你的父亲。
And prayer is spelled relationship.
祷告的拼法就是关系。
So I thank you for allowing me to come and share with you, and God bless you.
我谢谢你们，让我有机会跟你们分享，神祝福你们。